The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Give us feedback on this podcast or ask tech questions by calling the voicemail hotline at 877-414-5856. That's 877-414-5856 to get your questions answered.
I'm a man with five brand spanking new Xbox 360s. Just a few minutes ago, I didn't have to wait in line at all. They just showed up at my doorstep. Well, actually, that's not exactly true. They showed up in a car, and I carried some of them past my doorstep, and another person who I will introduce in a moment carried the others. Yeah, five Xbox 360s. And that brings the running total, I think, to about 4,000 Xbox 360s that I own. So these fives, you know, they're just a dent, really, just a speed bump in terms of the Xboxes that I now have in this house. I have less TVs than I have Xboxes at this point, which is, I guess, a good thing. You know, more excuses to buy another TV. I've been saying that the bathroom is just far too boring. It's got to be, you know, there's got to be something you do with the bathroom, right? You know, everyone puts magazines in the bathroom. You got books, magazines. What about an Xbox? I mean, really, honestly. I mean, I realize there's some sanitary issues to deal with there, but you know, probably no different than, you know, walking into an arcade or one of those game. You ever walk into one of those game stores and see the people that walk around there? Let me tell you, it's probably a lot more sanitary to play with an Xbox 360 in your bathroom than play one of those consoles at a Best Buy or a game store. I'd have to say, you know, if you're one of those kind of people, just saying, wash your hands just a little more often. Is that too much to ask, really, if you're going to play like those public gaming systems? So, for those of you who were following my blog and reading Locker Gnome a couple weeks ago, I had written about a service that Jake had told me about called TextPayMe. And it's a service that runs on any mobile phone. Literally, if you can get SMS, well, I should let me clarify that. If you can send SMSs on your phone, then you can use this service, and it's a free service. So, let me give you a scenario before I try to explain exactly what the company is or what the service does. You're going out to lunch. It's for business or just for pleasure, and you've got five people sitting around the table. Who's going to pay the bill? Now, I've seen this dealt with a couple of ways. When I ate lunch with Robot Co-op, they decided to play credit card roulette. And so there were 10 of us at the table, and each one of you, or each one of the people sitting at the table, had to hand over a card. And someone took all the cards, shuffled them around, put it under the table, and then you had to pick out cards. And the last one standing basically had to pay for the whole meal. So that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is just saying, I'll get this one, you guys get the next one. Or a better way of doing it is actually paying for what you ate and giving the money directly to the person who pays the bill. So, for instance, let's say five of us are out to eat. I say, well, I'll buy it. Just send me some money. But instead of saying send me some money, you're going to forget about PayPal and you got to write a check or all that stuff. Now you can SMS money to somebody else. Completely secure, completely safe, completely fine, normal. Better than anything I've ever seen. In fact, it's very unique. Some people say, well, yeah, PayPal did that years ago. You could send something. No, they didn't. They did, but no, they really screwed it up. In fact, they almost ruined the whole thought of SMSing or sending payments back and forth by a mobile phone or a mobile device. But this company, born and bred up here in good old Seattle, actually Redmond, but Seattle, the Seattle area, the greater Seattle area, came up with the system, textpayme.com. And so I wrote about it. I thought it was pretty interesting. And they have this special promotion that's going on, I think, until the middle of this month. Although I think, as I continue to tell this tale, you will learn that I think I'm officially cut off from any future winnings. I guess I kind of blew the curve. I know what they were going for. If you sign up, okay, you sign up, you get free $5 put in your account. So that's free. Free $5 right off the bat. What's wrong with that? You don't have to do anything. You type in a couple things, verify you are who you are, you do your cell phone verification, and they give you $5. I mean, come on. I mean, who else is going to pay you $5 on the net? Google doesn't even pay you $5 on the net. But these guys are. So you sign up for the account. Then, so you got your system set up. It says, hey, if you refer 36 friends to the TextPayMe service, textpayme.com, then if you refer 36 friends, you will get an Xbox 360. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I think I can handle that. I can get it. I know 36 people, at least. So I, you know, of course, sent it out, linked to my special affiliate program, so I made sure I got the credit for it. And even if you don't get the credit in the direct link from somebody, you could actually fill in their mobile phone number at some point in the future, and they will get credit for making that referral. So I sent out the link, and in 24 hours, I had won two Xbox 360s.
And all I got was a lousy referral.
Sorry, Jake. You haven't even won your first one, have you?
No, I haven't.
You suck.
I do.
So I won two, and then in the next 24 hours, so 48 hours later, I had three Xbox 360s. And then, as the weeks went on, I got another one, and the days came on, and I got another one. So now I've got five Xbox 360s sitting in the room. Now, they're the core Xbox 360s, but you know what? Hey, they're Xbox 360s. That's all I have to say about that. I mean, you try walking into a Best Buy or a CompUSA or any store and saying, hey, I'd like to get an Xbox 360. They say, sure, sign the waiting list, and you'll be waiting till June. These things are still in high demand. I mean, despite having been out for, you know, just a couple months, high demand. And they haven't. I mean, I thought, you know, when it said, you know, on the site, I would win five Xbox 360s according to the amount of referrals. And by the way, it seems like I'm working on the sixth one. Even though I'm going to kind of take a step back. I'm going to let other people win some Xbox 360s, and they say that they're still going to be good on their word, and they'll just push it off a bit because, you know, they have to make sure everybody else gets their Xbox 360s. Because, dear God, what person could use five Xbox 360s? Honestly. Yeah, seriously. So I thought these guys, they don't really have the Xbox 360s. They're going to give me a voucher. No, they have a lot of Xbox 360s waiting to go. And, you know, I was kind about this. I said, you know, I realize I kind of blew the curve for you. Because, of course, the idea is that, you know, you get 36 people to sign up. I mean, who knows 36 people in their life, right? And how many people are going to sign up? I don't know if they were quite expecting me to, or someone like me, to write something like I did and get the traffic. But I did. And I'm using it for good. And I even offered when CJ Wang, is it?
Huang.
Walked in the door, CJ, who just said his last name properly. Hey, I'm just mastering my fiance's name, which is Latanapan Andrada Sopan. And that's a very American way of saying it. Like, Latanapan Andrada Sopan. See, if I say it more through my nose, it sounds more American. Oh, thanks, Jake. You're just stacking it up so we look like we're in the middle of a Best Buy. So now we have a pyramid of Xbox 360s just hovering over us. So CJ brought him over. And we got the whole thing on film, at least digital film, and I'll be remixing it and then posting it, just a 30-second clip maybe on the blog so that people can see, yes, this really happened. This is true. This is actual, real Xbox 360s. I don't know who they had to rob to get a hold of these things. I mean, did you guys, who did you have to kill to get so many Xbox 360s to give away?
There was a lot of last-minute eBay purchases.
Oh, boy.
Just to make sure we got the quota. So.
Now, what possessed you to do something like that, to give away an Xbox 360 for every 36 referrals?
Well, I mean, we knew that people wanted Xboxes. I wanted one myself, you know. Launch time, I really wanted one, and I knew that, you know, if I wanted one, that means there must be a lot of people who want one.
And you still don't have one.
I still don't have one. And we're giving all of ours away.
Yeah, but I'm offering one of these to you. Okay, do something. See, I'm going to wait for you to do something. I'm like, congratulations, you won the special Xbox prize. Here's your Xbox.
I can't win it back for myself.
What? So. I'm not. No, but you're not winning it back. If it's a gift from me, if you don't have an Xbox, if you have not, oh God, that's got to be painful. If you're giving away, you're sending them out, and you're handing them out, and you haven't had a chance to actually, have you played one yet? Have you?
I've tried it at Best Buy. Yes.
Okay, Jake. When we're wrapped up here, you know how to get everything going in the other room?
I've never played Xbox 360
right,
before.
Right. No. So you're going to see it on the plasma screen.
Yes, we
can
try it out.
No, it's not. If I would have known that, I would have, before the show, I would have, like, fired it up and, like, this is what you're missing, man.
Yep.
Then you would have thought twice. Well, maybe I can take that gift from Chris. It's a gift. It would be a gift from me to you. I mean, I wouldn't be having these if it weren't for Text Pay Me.
We wouldn't be here if not for you. So
I guess, yeah. Okay, so it's kind of like a vicious circle then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
So there's nothing I can do to convince you to take one of these Xboxes home with you.
I wouldn't feel good about taking
it. Hey, here's you can give it to me, and then I can give it to him, because I didn't win one.
Yeah, but he'd still feel bad, because vicariously I give it to you, to be a weird...
Yeah, but I've already had two Xboxes, and I gave one away.
See, he could have picked up Xboxes when he was in Iowa, because no one in Iowa plays the Xbox 360. They go, "Well, what's this?" You know. And
so it's all the people in Iowa were just elitist to the point where they wouldn't buy the core system.
See, that's just true. To me, To me, that's dumb. Because if you can get the system, that's the hardest part. You can buy a hard drive easy. You could buy the wireless controller.
The HDMI cable.
And the HDMI.
Or it's actually not even HDMI.
It's the faceplate. You can change that anyway. There's no difference. There's none whatsoever. It's a mental thing.
There's no shiny CD tray in the core system.
Who cares? It's a CD tray. Exactly. There's nothing fundamental. I mean, it's the same core. It's going to play the same games. All that stuff. You can buy the accessories just about anywhere. Everyone's got the accessories. Right. No one has the systems.
Yep.
Well, except for me. Now, apparently, I've cornered the market on Xboxes in Seattle. Okay, so that's the contest part of things. Let's get to the heart of the matter. You're the company that you guys have formed up here in Seattle. There's three of you.
Right.
And you've got a blog on Blogger, which used to be on WordPress, I believe.
Yeah, we moved it onto our own servers because Blogger was down that weekend, and we're just like, okay, enough.
You're done?
We move it to our own servers. So we're still running, you know, Blogger.
Blogger's code, but you're FTPing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So was I correct in the way I set up the description for your company?
Yeah. So we're basically enabling people to send money to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And that sounds cliche. Everybody has that same phrase. But we're literally doing it. You know, as long as you have a cell phone, and nowadays any cell phone does text messaging. And as long as you have a cell phone, you can send money and you can receive money. And that's all it takes.
No software. No fancy websites.
No websites. No, you know, special phones. Nothing. Just, you know.
Here's how it works. So let's say I want to pay CJ. So I basically open up an SMS. And I sent it to CJ's phone number, correct? Or an email address? Could I use either or?
You could use my alias, which is CJH.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then in the body of the message, I type in pay. And let's say I want to send him $5. Pay, space, five, space, and then the 10-digit number.
Right. That's it.
That's it. And then the money automatically gets transferred into your account. Right. And that you can access fully from the web. I noticed, though, that
you're leaving out an important piece of the puzzle, though, because they have an authentication mode in there so that you enter a PIN number so that if somebody steals your phone, you're not having funds heisted from your account.
So what makes us special from other systems? So people have been trying this for a long time, and you know, SMS is not really secure. You can fake SMSs, and you know, if you want to do, you know, people are talking about, you know, encrypted SMS. People are talking about, you know, if you have a WAP program, then yes, it can be encrypted. But the way we solve the security problem, which is very secure, is by calling you back on the phone. You know, we don't ask you to call us because you can also fake your caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
But we can call you back. And the only, you know, it's guaranteed that only you have your phone and only you can answer your phone and only you know your PIN, which you enter. And that way, it's completely secure. Even if somebody fakes the SMS, even if somebody, you know, tries to fake, you know, steal your phone, that's okay because they don't know your PIN. They can't enter the PIN, and that's what makes our system secure.
Genius, absolutely genius.
Yeah. And it's so simple.
Yeah,
it's so simple.
That's what the more simple something is, the more genius I think it is.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't require any kind of learning. I mean, most people understand at least what an even my future mother-in-law does SMSing. She doesn't email, but she does SMSing all the time. Don't ask me why. She's even got a MySpace account. So, I mean, not that I'm going to hold that against her at all. It's interesting. It's a completely different sphere. What motivated you guys to do something like this?
Well, it started off with, you know, Phil and I worked in the same group at Microsoft. And, you know, we'd hang out with a bunch of other friends. And, you know, we'd go out and eat almost like every night, you know, after work. And, you know, we get into that dinner problem. How do we split the bill? And the running joke is, you know, how many Microsoft engineers does it take to figure out how to do this right? And it always takes like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, nobody's willing to, you know, nobody has the right cash. You know, and we don't want to owe each other because we just don't like owing each other. And, you know, that kind of brought this forward. And it was like, you know, if we can solve this problem.
I think I've got an idea for you. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good idea. Take it for whatever it's worth. Five Xboxes worth of an idea. Why don't you guys work with restaurants?
We've thought about working with restaurants. It's a little more work because you do have to approach them one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're not at the scale where we can actually approach restaurants one by one. So we do have plans to make it work in restaurants. But then again, also, I mean, it's kind of hard to compete with credit card face-to-face right now. I mean, credit card is pretty quick. And so we think the problem is solving the money between friends.
Yeah.
At least right now. And then we are also looking at, you know, making it work for merchants, making it work. But if you're at Gap, you don't really need to use your phone to pay. You can just use your credit card.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are other things where you can use it, things like Craigslist, right? For instance, in Craigslist, you're actually buying something from somebody. And you don't want to carry the money. You don't want to write them a check. They don't want to take a check either because the check can bounce.
It's a pain, right?
It's a pain. But with Craigslist, a lot of times you're buying used items. You know, let's say we're buying this table. You want to see it first.
Which is for sale, by the way. I don't know if you...
Yeah, so, you know, you want to see it first.
Right.
And it's actually a pretty nice table, right? And you want to see it first before you hand over the money.
Sure.
And, you know, the best way to do it, I don't want to, you know, log on to PayPal from your machine. You know, I may not have a machine nearby. So the best way to do it is through a cell phone.
Well, see, you're speaking to something because I've used PayPal to transfer funds. What it boils down to is a trust mechanism.
Right.
And when you have something like a text pay me, there's no need for trust. It's just pay 50 phone number.
That's and not only that, then you get you both get the notification simultaneously. You get the SMS that he paid you. He gets the callback authorizing the payment, and the deal is done. And which is much simpler than the PayPal concept. The other thing that I would love to see you guys do is I want to be able to walk up to a vending machine, SMS the vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
And get a soda or whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, we've heard that one. That's pretty popular, I think, in Europe and Asia, in Japan especially. That's another, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's a lot of ways we can, you know, leverage our system. And that's, you know, vending machines is a little harder because it does require, you know, some software at the vending machines to be able to receive the phone, you know, the payment request. So it's something that's down the line, but it's not something that's available right now because it does require a little more negotiations.
So what kind of feedback have you guys been getting from your customers?
We've been getting pretty good feedback. A lot of people are excited about the system. A lot of people want, you know, more ways to deposit money and more ways to take out money. Hmm. And we're, you know, we're all obviously looking at, you know, faster turnaround time for depositing money via bank. We're also looking at different ways of taking the money out. We're thinking about, you know, adding a debit card, for instance. So this way, when you receive a payment from TextPayMe, you know, your debit card has that money right away and you can use it at a store if you want. We're also thinking about, you know, various online merchants where you can use TextPayMe, your TextPayMe account. So basically, the more ways people have of, you know, using the money, the more reason they want to keep money there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, it's especially when you're out and about. That's because the mobile device, it makes the most amount of sense. So, like at a bumper shoot or like some type of music festival where they have all these vendors, you know, my fiance doesn't carry a purse, but she does carry like a credit card. It'd be so much nicer if I just said, man, let's keep that stuff at home and just use our cell phones to pay for things. I mean, that's the direction you guys are headed.
Yeah, and another place is clubs.
Oh, you know? Perfect.
When you're going out drinking at night or wherever you're going at night, you don't want to carry cash. You don't want to carry a credit card. Right?
Oh, yeah, but wait. The only possible flaw, well, it's a flaw all across the board. You know where I'm going with this is after you've had, let's say, one or two beverages of choice, you may be transferring a little more than you want to. Someone may be getting an awfully big tip. Or they might get stiff, depending on how you type that thing in. So someone across town goes, "Hey, wow! I just got $500. What the? I don't know, because you know the whole." Anyway, so it's a good idea. It's a really solid idea. You've got a solid foundation behind it. You've been around for just a few months now.
Yeah, we started our public beta in December, back in December 15th, I think.
And I just recently only heard about you through Jake. I don't know why it took so long for me to find out about it. This is genius.
Actually, nice. December to February really isn't too long, though.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, in terms of the speed of the net, I mean, something like this is unique. This is really, really unique.
Yeah, we kind of launched at the wrong time because we launched right before Christmas, and it's right before everybody went on vacation. You know, right before, you know, the whole net dies down for a couple of weeks while people are at home, you know. Mm-hmm. If we had launched in January when people came back, you know, a lot of students come back, you know, to school, that would have been a better time.
You thought about hitting campuses, too, with this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, college students, they trade money a lot.
You know,
you owe people, you know, $5 for drinks, you owe people, you know, rent, you know, you share the rent, you share the bills, you know, things like that. Places where, you know, people just hang out and they can pay each other. And that's kind of the great place for it.
You know, it would be a killer thing if you basically signed up a representative on each campus across the country. You just invited. You say you can be the representative for your campus or whatever, and then all the referrals come to you or them. And you know,
we've thought about having special, you know, campus marketing, you know, representative. And that's probably something we're going to roll out pretty soon.
Well, it's about the enthusiast. You know, I mean, I did win some Xbox 360s, but even had I not, you'd still be sitting here. I guarantee it, because this is something that, you know, I've not necessarily put it upon myself, but when I find a company that's local that's doing something interesting and new, then I want to talk to them. I want to help do whatever I can to kind of spread the word. Well, hell, I've signed up 200 some odd people now for you guys.
Yep.
Is that a pretty good is that a good shot in the arm for you?
That's a great shot in the arm.
And then of course they're signing up other people too. And
right. Wow. Yeah, I mean, we think the mobile payment is really the wave of the future. I mean, people have been talking about it for years. People, you know, PayPal even tried it back then, but you know, they did it on the palm and they did it. God. You know, nobody had devices back then,
and it works everywhere but the United States for some reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, we know this is the wave of the future, and you know, we know that it needs a simple solution that anybody can use, you know. And
when you say it's the wave of the future, what do you think it's going to take in the industry or in our minds to get from where we are today to that future?
It's, I think the way, if you look at the SMS growth in this country, it's actually growing quite fast, and the cell phone growth is actually starting to take off. So we do think that, you know, in the next 2 to 3 years, you know, the US would have the cell phone coverage that you know Europe and Asia have. So, you know, we think that, you know, it's coming, and there's not much really in the way anymore. It's just, you know, people just need to change the way they think about mobile devices. And you know, they need to understand that, you know, you can actually do a secure payment through phones. And you know, it's not something that's magical. It's not something that's impossible to achieve.
Oh, but then you see, if you say it's not magical, it just takes so much mystery out of it. Like you can just say like, well, you can set it up like we've hired invisible gnomes to transport your digits from this phone to this phone, and then make it fun. You know, like, oh, okay, it's the invisible gnomes that are doing it.
It's invisible gnomes. Yes,
there
yes,
you go. There's right. Your new marketing plan.
That gnome would be me sitting there.
Oh, typing it in all manual. Okay, so let's shift gears slightly and talk more about the general reasons why you chose Seattle to base your business. I mean, were there solid business reasons or personal reasons or a mixture between the two?
Well, so both Phil and I have been living here for a while, and you know, and we love this area. It's a great place to live. Mm-hmm. I actually like the rain, so
I do too.
It doesn't bug me at all.
High five!
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
It doesn't bug me at all. I actually like it. And, you know, Seattle is a growing place for a lot of cell phone companies. And, you know, there are some major carriers based here. You know, T-Mobile is here. Nextel is here. A whole bunch of carriers here. And, you know, it's a great place to make connections with carriers. It's a great place. There's a lot of venture capital firms around here as well. So it's actually, you know, it's a great place to actually start a company. You know, you no longer have to be in Silicon Valley. So Seattle is a great place.
Did you feel that pressure to possibly take your company to Silicon Valley?
Yeah, initially we did until we started, you know, talking to more VCs, talking to more partners around the area, and you know, it's a healthy community here.
So what firms are you working with then for venture capital?
We're close to a deal, but I don't think
you can't
I can
say anything.
Anything.
Okay,
yet.
That's
yes. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Well, what alliances have you made to this point with other companies, or have you?
We've been talking to a lot of companies. There's a lot of partners who are interested. A lot of international partners as well. Mm-hmm. We are planning to do international. It's going to require a little more work, but it's coming. And Canada will be next, and Canada should be pretty soon. And in terms of carriers, we actually haven't had to partner with any carriers because SMS works across all carriers.
You don't need to. That's great. Right. Thank you for not like requiring proprietary software that just makes you jump through hoops. Yeah.
But you know, we'd still like to talk to carriers. You know, there are things we can do. Like, for instance, perhaps we could use text payment to pay your phone bill. That would be an interesting application. So, you know, we're trying to talk to some carriers about it, especially.
Even better. Here's another angle for you. And I'm just, you know, like I said, shut me up at any point. There are a lot of mobile software products that, you know, you download and it says click here to register. Have you thought about going that route and actually enabling that software in the process to register via text pay me on the phone instead of?
That's very interesting. Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be, you know, what is it? I can't even remember all the mobile software sites that are out there, but there's every software vendor has a problem in selling software. They're looking for better ways to get the software sold. And the problem I can imagine is, you know, I've got the software on the phone. It says, "Oh, register, crap. I've got to go online. I've got to do this. I got to jump through this." And then you forget about it. You set the phone down when you come home. But when you're out and about, it's like right there, register. Just click here to register via text pay me. Boom. It just creates the SMS automatically, sends it off, does all the you type in authentication. If you can figure out that module to hand over to developers, man. That's another really good way in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you don't have to humor me. You can say it's stupid.
No, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. I mean,
I probably just made him a billionaire, and I didn't even know it.
He's
going to forget about my. He's going to send me another Xbox 6 at Christmas. Hey, thanks, Chris, for the idea. Ha ha ha. CJ, I'm playing.
I'll send you a PS2.
Oh, a PS2. Thank you, or a PS3
because PS3. Sorry.
Yeah, those are going to be. Those apparently.
Those might be out by next Christmas.
Yeah. Right. I don't even give them that. The PSP, on the other hand, no, that's a genius device.
That's an awesome device.
So could... Well, I guess there is currently no conduit on the PSP, but if there was... I think they're talking about... Sony is talking about a mail for... Like a mail for the PSP. Uh-huh. Not a M-A-L-E, but an M-A-I email for the PSP. Uh-huh. Is there something in that in terms of... well, there's really no...
We work via mail as well, so perhaps, yes.
Oh, you work regular email as well?
Yeah, we work on regular email as well.
I guess I didn't even think that.
So a lot of PDA devices will actually send commands to us via email instead of text messaging. And it's also free for them.
Yeah.
So,
because here's my thing. I have to pay for SMSs because I didn't get the $3 package or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
I was like, well, let's see here. If I send this, it'll cost me 3 cents or whatever it is, but I get $5 in return. Hey, that's great. Oh, all right, I can do that. That's easy. And it was easy. It was real simple. So Ponzi hasn't signed up for yet. My fiance, who hopefully you will meet on your way out, hasn't signed up for it at this point. So that's one less referral that I have. I'm giving to somebody else out there.
Just, you give it to Jake.
Yeah, he needs it, apparently.
I do need it. I do.
Which is kind of funny. In dealing with other businesses in Seattle, have you run into any frustrations or concerns?
Not yet, actually. I mean, people are pretty friendly about helping out other Seattle firms. So it's been okay, yeah.
I mean, see, I've never worked with a VC community up anywhere, let alone Seattle. So I wouldn't even know.
There's actually quite a healthy VC community up here.
Oh, yeah?
Several firms, several reputable firms, you know, people that funded, you know, big companies like Amazon, you know. So
Amazon's up here? I'm kidding. It's a joke. That'd be nice to text pay me by Amazon too.
If you see a book at Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, there's a piece of software out there that you can take the picture of it and it'll actually do price comparisons online. You take a picture of the barcode.
But it's a Java.
It's a Java app. It's a Java app, but still to be able to do that, boy, that would be nice.
That's genius. Because then you get back price comparisons to see if it's actually a good price at the store.
But to be able to, like, I want to get it on Amazon, click, and then authenticate, and then you've ordered it. And there's a lot of opportunity
There's a lot of different things to do. We're just trying to, you know, I mean, there's only three of us right now. You know, it's a lot of, we're trying to maintain the servers. We're trying to, you know, do adequate customer support. And at the same time, we're trying to look for new opportunities, new ways to improve our service.
What do you think? Is that your biggest bottleneck then? Is just the size of your company at this point?
It's I definitely think we can grow bigger. You know, yeah. We definitely need to grow bigger.
You're telling me.
We definitely need to grow bigger in order to, you know, address, you know, all the other areas and to improve our service. You know, for us, it's all about, you know, getting more places to use TextPayMe, getting more people to be aware of it, and, you know, try to, you know, for instance, like restaurants, you know, there are a lot of places. There's a lot of places where, you know, not necessarily traditional, you know, stores like Gap and stuff, but, you know, things like when you're out and about and you need a service, or like when people come to your house to, you know, fix the pipes, for instance, you know, what if you can just pay them with TextPayMe instead of, you know, later, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of face-to-face payments that require, you know, that today only require cash. There's a lot of small businesses out there that today only take cash. And for them, it's TextPayMe is really a great way to be able to take a credit card. Think of it as, you know, because you can link your credit card to your TextPayMe account. You can literally pay anyone with a credit card. And so if you're a small merchant and you need to receive credit card payments, you don't need to sign up for, you know, for the machines to be able to swipe the cards and all that. You just need a cell phone.
Well, God, it's way more secure, too, because, you know, how many times have you... I mean, I do it all the time, but how many times do you hand over your credit card to someone at the wait staff and just say, go ahead and run it?
Right.
You don't know who these people are.
Right.
You can't trust them, you know? Well, you can only trust them as far as you can throw them.
Right. So with TextPayMe, I mean... You have your phone, and it's secure, and you actually never give out your credit card number. You never give out your any information. You don't even have to give out your phone number.
Chris Perillo,
right? Because you can set up your alias. So you can set up Chris as your alias.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everybody would text money to Chris.
Oh, okay. So it's a general, like, alias.
Yeah. It's.
All right. So I guess we got a couple calls. You didn't know this was a call-in show, did you?
No, I
didn't. Are we totally going to ambush you here? You're just like, pull, bam. All right, Jake, who are we going to pull on? Unmute yourself. This is our audio guy. He knows the mute button. That's about all.
We have Michael on the line. He has a question about TextPayMe.
Cool. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
All right.
Good.
All right. Just one thing we haven't touched on yet is in the user agreement, it says that all fees are set forth in the fee schedule, but there doesn't seem to be any fee schedule on the website. Are there any additional fees for transferring money between users?
Right now, because we're in beta, everything is free. There's no fees at all. The fee schedule is actually under the help. If you go to under help, you'll find this fee schedule. Later on, our plan is we'll probably charge the sender a small percentage fee. And later on, we will also charge you a fee for depositing money via credit card. But depositing money via bank is always free. Does that answer your question?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Hey, no problem, Mike. Okay. It's probably going to be, I'd imagine, pretty competitive with PayPal's rates.
Yeah, I mean... You know, we are only charging just enough to cover our costs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for the first year, we're not looking at making money. You know, we're looking at getting the service out, getting people using it. And so our fees are going to be super, super low. Mm-hmm. Even our merchant fees are going to be very low, just barely enough to cover our credit card charges, and that's it. So, you know, definitely lower than PayPal's fees.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got another caller with a question.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Who am I speaking with?
Jeff.
Jeff. Sorry, Jake must have forgotten your name.
Yeah.
Either that or you didn't say your name.
No, you didn't ask.
Well, I basically now have said your name, so it's okay that we share your name with everybody, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, good to go. So thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Sure. You got a question for CJ?
I do. I was wondering what market they're in and how big their growth is going to be, do they predict, like, in the next 6 months?
So what markets you're in, and what do you think growth is going to be?
By market, you mean which countries, or?
Just, like, percentage-wise.
Oh, you mean?
For U.S. and Canada.
Proliferation, you mean?
Yeah, like, what areas do they cover?
Oh.
What areas they're in right now?
Right now, we work... You know, in the U.S., across, you know, we have 21 carriers that we support right now. All the major carriers, Verizon, you know, T-Mobile, Singular, Sprint, and a whole bunch of, you know, MVNOs like Virgin, U.S. Cellular,
Amped?
A whole bunch.
Do you do Amped?
We don't do Amped right
Not
now.
Not yet.
Yeah, yeah. We do Boost.
Boost, okay.
Yeah. So, basically, it's covered, and... You know, if you find that your carrier is not covered, send us an email, and I would say most of the time we've been able to add them. Depends. Some carriers we can't because they don't have the infrastructure that we need. But most of the carriers, yeah. So across the whole U.S., you know, it'll work across, you know, pretty much anywhere. Canada is something that's coming up pretty soon, probably within the next month.
Oh, that's real quick.
Yeah.
So what about your beliefs in how it's going to grow?
Well, that's really anyone's guess. So far, it's been growing pretty well. It's exceeded our initial estimates. But you know, I all can say is I think it'll grow really quickly.
Boom.
But, you know, that's our hope. That's our hope.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Cool.
Any other questions or you good?
No.
All right. Thanks for calling. So that's Jeff and Mike. So one of them is probably going to win a PSP tonight. Just for calling.
Oh,
we give
wow.
See the PSP. See, we do this fun stuff too. So Jeff and Mike have now participated in the show, and anybody can call in 888-PERILLO, 888-7474-556. And so now Jeff and Mike for calling in. One of them is going to get a PSP, unless someone else calls in, and then they'll be in the running for the PSP.
Maybe I should have called in myself.
This is what I'm saying. You know, you should have phoned it in. Made it super, super simple. Well, no, like I said, you know, I certainly wouldn't have written about it, despite the great contest. I wouldn't have written about it if I didn't think it was worth writing about. You've got something that is. I just want to be. You know, you guys got to remember me when you like get, you know, absolutely gigantic and huge. Return your phone calls. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Hi, I'm the guy who, you know, ripped you off from 5 Xbox 360s. You know, years ago. You'll remember me, right?
I will.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
Yeah, I'm going to keep reminding you every now. Well, I, you know, certainly, like I said, thanks for taking your time driving across all the way across the bridge from Kirkland or Redmond. So, and say hello to the other two.
Our other two founders, Phil, who was the CEO, and Gerald, his brother. Phil is actually at a mobile payment conference right now.
Oh, okay.
Gerald's actually sick.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, with the hours we work, we've been getting sick pretty often, so.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's a big change. It's a big change for me. So.
Well, congratulations. I think you're off to a fantastic start. I really do. And
thank
I'm
you.
Glad that you stuck here in Seattle, or not stuck, but you decided to stay in Seattle rather than taking it elsewhere, which, you know, would be kind of funny if I move somewhere else at some point in the future. You'll say, well, wait a minute. I thought you liked Seattle. Yeah, yeah. It's opportunity. So, anyway, thanks again, CJ.
Thanks for letting me come on the show.
Oh, it's no problem. I will do my best to continue to promote it, even if there is no contest running.
You've been a great help.
That big shot in the arm. That's what I do good. I do really well is just giving people a shot in the arm and then letting them go. So, thanks again.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. So, that was, CJ Huang. Wow, I got it right that time. It's not funny, but like Ponzi, when we met, that's of course her nickname, her real name, Latanapan Andrada Sopan. She said that we wouldn't be able to kiss until I knew how to pronounce her name. Yeah, but we kissed before I even knew. I struggled to even remember that. And then she went over to Thailand recently and learned that her name either means angel or, oh God, what was the other one? Jewel, I think. Angel or Jewel. Because she wasn't sure, her father wasn't sure exactly what the meaning was, and so she was confused. So then she went over there, and no one over there really understood what it was either. But they said that she herself was pronouncing her own name wrong. But of course, you know, she's from North Carolina. Of course she's going to pronounce it wrong. The Thai name in North Carolina is just not going to happen. Oh, hang on. Jake's got you got another caller? Oh, I think they found out that we've had the PSP. I've got a question for is it a question for CJ? Oh, well, let's find out here. Who is it?
It's Elijah.
Elijah?
Hello, Chris.
Howdy.
How's everybody doing today?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. Hanging in there.
I was wondering how long is... I was wondering when did he come up with the idea of the text message?
Oh, when did they come up with the idea, CJ?
Yeah.
We came up with the idea about 6 months ago. And we started working on the service... basically, Phil and I both quit Microsoft at around the same time, and we've been working nonstop since about September of last year. Yeah, it's been a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. That was real quick.
Yeah, we worked real hard.
Scary quick.
Yeah.
And everything's fine. Nothing's burning.
Nope.
Okay.
They're the reason that Longhorn got pushed back.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, where did you? What division did you work in Microsoft?
We worked at Office Project. It's a project management software.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Office Project? Was that? What's the software? Is that
called
Microsoft Project?
Microsoft Project.
It is Microsoft Project. Yeah. What part of Project did you work?
I was the dev lead on Project Server.
Okay.
So I worked with a lot of server databases and things like that.
So I wouldn't complain to you when it came to the UI of the client. You're just the server guy.
Yeah, I'm mostly the server guy.
Well, I can tell you this from a client's perspective: textpayme.com is a hell of a lot easier to use than Project.
That's true.
Like infinitely. You even got some really cool Ajax stuff in there, it seems.
Yep.
It makes it very, very smooth.
It's a software client.
Well, no.
I haven't actually. I just looked at the website. I haven't. Actually.
It's okay. Yeah, it's that's all it is. It's just the website that you interact with your account on the web.
It's all through your phone. SMS with your phone.
Well, the money exchange can happen over the phone, but your account stuff happens on the website. There's no software to download at all.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes it nice.
Yeah, all you need to do is send a text message, and that's all you need on your phone.
Yeah, because we have a problem at our job. We sell countertops and with the credit card, and you have to pay all that money just to, for the transaction.
Oh, the merchant fees.
Merchant fees.
Uh-huh. So wait, what do you sell by a credit card?
Oh, we sell granite countertops. So a lot of our customers come in there, they pay with credit card.
Oh, okay. Because
you got to deal with the check, and then you're dealing with new people. You don't necessarily know if their checks are going to go through properly. They might bounce on you, so on and so forth.
So at this
but then you got the credit card fees also.
So as a vendor or a merchant, a vendor for granite countertops, would a text pay me type of service be interesting to you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out. If he thinks that is a route to go.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and send us an email at support@textpayme.com, and we'll correspond with you some more and see if we can set up something for you.
God, now that's an interesting vertical: granite countertops and TextPayMe. Who knew?
Yeah. Especially if you have, if you ever do any kind of mobile Salesforce.
Oh.
If your salespeople go out and install them or build them, they can collect their bills via their cell phone while they're at the customer's house. So that's another way of using the system.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Elijah.
Okay. Oh, I had one more question. I wanted to know what are they planning to be at in a year from now?
Where do you plan to be at? Now, that's not talking about growth, so you've dodged that bullet. Where do you think you're going to be in a year?
You mean in terms of location?
Not location, just in general, your business.
Just in general. What's your hopes are?
Well, we want to be, we're kind of mauling after PayPal. We want to be the next PayPal, right? We want to be the next, mobile. We want to be, mobile payments. When you think about mobile payments, you think of TextPayMe.
So you heard it here first.
Yeah. All right, I'll continue listening to the show. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we have three people in the running for the PSP. It's not as nice as an Xbox 360, but I wasn't waiting in line and sniping eBay auctions to get a hold of them. That's just me, though. I'm kind of crazy. Before you go, I want to ask you about your relationship with, is it Y Combinator?
So Y Combinator is an incubator for startups. Mm-hmm. What Paul does is he finds a lot of really talented young people who have ideas, and he helps them along, with a little funding. Not a whole lot, with a little funding, but most of the benefits come from Paul's knowledge about startups and Paul's connections with, everybody in the VC world, everybody, in the software industry. And so Y Combinator is a great place for people who want to start a startup, but don't know how to get it started and need some advice. So we actually joined Y Combinator for their Winter Founders Program, which is going on right now down in the valley. So we fly down there to meet Paul, once, twice a month. It's a great program for startups. And there's another one coming up called the Summer Founders. And if you go to the Y Combinator website, you can apply for it. And it's a pretty competitive, program. And if you if you need help with, you know, getting connections, Paul knows a lot of VCs. Paul knows a lot of angels too. And so for new startups, it's a great way to get a jump start.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Well, congratulations again, and good luck.
Thank you.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
And apparently, Jake, go ahead and show them. Launch the Xbox 360. Get it. You know, I know it's going to make it worse now. He's going to come in here and he is going to take one after he sees the screen on that. Oh man, it's just Yeah, it's so hard to play an Xbox 360 or see an Xbox 360. It's painful to see it on a small screen. It's definitely not the same experience as you have it on the big screen. I can guarantee that. And if you haven't seen an Xbox 360 on a big screen, guys, you just have not seen an Xbox 360.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.